Hello, everyone. I thought this thing wasn't recording right, and I had our neighbor come up and look at it, and of course, it wasn't anything wrong with it at all. So I had already started writing you a letter, and I guess Scotty told him that it wasn't working. He came up and said it for me first, and I didn't think it was recording, and I suppose Scotty saw him outside and told him that it still wasn't, so he just came back. And there isn't anything wrong with it. I want to stop right now to make sure, though.
Got the volume set. I got it all the way up now. Did you play it back? Ran it back and played it.
And sit in the sun in your bare feet and bathing suit some more. I think you better get some clothes on. We have beautiful weather here and had a gorgeous Easter yesterday, and today is the same type day, and these kids are going crazy. They've got their bathing suits on and going barefooted, and Scotty was sick yesterday, and now he's complaining with his ear, but you can't tell him anything, though. Well, I hope this is going to come out right. After at first that I talk, then a man comes on. That's my neighbor. And that really was when he came up to see what was wrong with it. And then there I'm talking about again about Scotty going outside in his bathing suit. And I guess when I first recorded that, I didn't run it back far enough and replay it, and I thought it wasn't working. So anyway, I hope this comes out right. This probably be very garbled, all the first of it, I don't know. But anyway, I've been mulling over Teresa's calendar for about the last 2 hours and trying to get things worked out on that. But first, I guess I better tell you our news. Bob called me, a week ago, tonight and told me we will be moving, and we are going to be in Frankfort, which is just about a 45-minute drive from us now. He is going to be the G2, which is intelligence, I don't know what else, on the headquarters staff of the 3rd Armored Division. And so we will be moving. He has to start work up there the 22nd of April, but I think we'll stay right where we are, and he will just commute until I can take the boys out of school. And I would like to move the end of May, and I'm sure I can take them out because they should have all their material covered by then. School is over here June 10th, so I thought if we moved the end of May, we would be settled before... Come in! Oh, it just must be some kids at the door. Before Teresa arrives, so right now, that's our plans. I haven't talked to Bob since then, but... I'm sure that's what he'll say, too. Oh, this door.
Come in!
Oh, gee. I'm sure it must just be a kid, but I'll stop and see just a minute. Bob's, I guess... pleased about going to Frankfort. It really doesn't matter. He certainly likes the man he works for and will hate to leave him. But I guess, as he said, it'll have its pluses being on a general staff, which I'm sure you don't even know what a general staff is, but the commanding general of the 3rd Armored Division, it's his staff. We have General Coles here, who is a 2-star general, and Bob will be working under him. And then we have an assistant division commander, which is a one-star general. Then we have a chief of staff, which is a full colonel. And then all the G's, which is G1, G2, G3, G4, are lieutenant colonels. And Bob is going to, as I said before, be the G2. And I think it'll be fun to be in a larger place. We certainly have enjoyed Gelnhausen, but it will be fun, I think. But anyway, let me go on about Teresa's trip. I redid this calendar, and for the life of me, I don't see how in the world we're going to be able to work in everything, particularly the one-day trips. So I will enclose this calendar that I've taken or remade. I left the first week, Thursday morning, the 12th of June, we would leave for Holland. It's only a six-hour drive from here to Holland. You only cross the German border, and it's straight Autobahn all the way. And it, Sue Blackwell and myself drove it last May, and it took us six hours to get there. So if we left early in the morning, we would be there by lunchtime. And so that would give us Thursday night, all day Friday and Friday night, all day Saturday and Saturday night. Then I have us returning on Sunday afternoon, which is plenty of time. Now, if we come straight back from Holland the same way, which is the fastest way, we'll come straight from Holland, cross the German border, back into Germany. Last year, when Sue and I went with the kids, we came back through Belgium, and actually we stayed a night, spent overnight in Brussels, Belgium. And also you go through Luxembourg, which is, you know, a small country, and we went through Luxembourg City. It's a great deal longer to come that way, but it can be done. I don't know. We really didn't do anything in Brussels. We saw the famous square that's there that's all gold leaf, but actually we didn't take a tour, and we didn't in Luxembourg either. So I don't know. Probably we would come straight back from Holland since we'll be so busy. And then Teresa had said that she would like to go to Paris, and the only thing I can work out on going to Paris is maybe for us, she and I, to fly. The reason I say that, most of the inexpensive American Express trips to Paris leave on Thursday night. You drive all night long on a bus. You arrive there Friday morning. You spend Friday and Saturday nights there. You leave early Sunday morning. But with the other plans, we don't really have a weekend left to do that. So I have down here, this is a possibility, and I'll check with American Express on how much it would cost and see if we could do this. It wouldn't take probably an hour or an hour and a half to fly from Frankfurt to Paris and leave Frankfurt Wednesday and have Wednesday night and Thursday night and return on Friday. And then on the 22nd, we leave for Italy, and you did say that that was the long trip that you wanted to take. Make sure that that's what you wanted to do. I thought I remembered, well, of course, Jim has it on his calendar that you do want to take that seven-day tour of Italy. And I found my brochure and checked to make sure that we're talking about the same tour. This one is Scheffler, S-C-H-E-F-F-L-E-R, Travel Service. And it's a seven-day tour of Italy, $69.80. So the dates, if you'll notice on the back, the departure dates for 69 are, during June, are 8 and the 22nd of June. So, of course, 8's out, and the 22nd will have to be the time we'll take that trip. Of course, that involves an entire week. We return on the 28th. And then I have, on the 2nd of July, leaving for Birch's Garden, Garmisch, and Salzburg, Austria, and maybe Vienna. And hopefully we'll drive, and Bob will go with us. And I have, see, 5 days on that, return on the 6th of July. And then I've got a few other little trips, but you'll notice at the bottom the things I have left out that I don't know whether we can work in or not. Be still. What do you want?
Cut the tape off.
No, I'm busy. What's the matter?
Come down to the combination. Maybe you're going to fix my bike. You got this?
Oh, Scotty just came in crying in bed with his ear, so I guess I'll have to take him to the doctor in a minute. Oh, I don't even remember where I was. Let's see. I guess I was talking about Paris. But anyway, on those open days, if we had the energy, we could take some of those one-day tours, but that's a pretty full schedule. Let me go on. You all look that over, and if you think that's all right, let me know, and I'll go ahead and book these, particularly like hotel. We're going to drive to Holland, but we'll need hotel rooms, and then, of course, I'll have to book the tour for Italy and make the other reservations, because, of course, June is and July are heavy tourist months, so I should do it this month. So maybe you all let me know as quick as you get this tape, if that's okay. And let me see. Let me go on a few. It's been so long since we listened to your tape. I don't know if I can remember everything you said or not. But anyway, talking about clothes, you were worried about Teresa's clothes. Anything that she would wear to school would be fine for touring. So I wouldn't worry about that at all. You ask about a heavy skirt and sweater. If I wouldn't bring over one. And I also a lightweight wool suit if she has one, or a knit, something like that. And then her regular summer clothes. And anything that she'd wear to school would be suitable for touring. She said something about bringing her bathing suit. Tell her to go ahead and bring it. We have the most, of course, we won't be in Gelnhausen. I keep forgetting that. We have the most beautiful pool in Gelnhausen you've ever seen. But the only thing, the water never, never gets warm. It is absolutely freezing. The kids tried to take swimming lessons out there last June, and, they just couldn't stay in the water even. It was so cold. But it is gorgeous anyway. But you can go ahead and bring it, though. Anyway, and let's see if there's anything else you... I don't know if I need to tell you anything else or not. I can't think now, but of anything else. I guess that covers the clothes anyway. But, and then let me know if this calendar's okay so I can go ahead and make the reservations. Oh, passport. I don't know whether you ever got that worked out or not. But, like I said, if we, like going to Holland, if we drive straight from here to Holland, you need a visa for Holland. I don't know. And then, you're coming to Germany. I guess your passport will be stamped that. Then when we go on this Italy tour, we will be going through parts of Austria. We'll go from Germany into Austria and then into Italy. Uh-oh, sounds like there's a dog fight outside. Then we will come back on that trip. Come back from Italy into Switzerland, back into Germany. And Then when we go to Birch's Garden, we'll go from there into Austria again. So I guess those are the only ones you would need. And since we won't have time to go to Spain and we're not going to England. Oh, I'm... So anyway, I hope you have that. Did you get it open, Jim?
Yeah.
Okay. So maybe that'll help you out some. Oh, I've got to real quick tell you about my two trips. Thank you. Did you help?
You only take it... Instead of taking it past three times, you only take it past twice.
Oh, twice.
And put it on in this one just once.
Okay. I want to real quickly tell you about my two trips. I went to Paris on that three-day inexpensive trip on, let's see, February 20th, I guess. I wouldn't have gone ahead with that, but I had already made plans with these two girls to go before we realized you were coming over, so I hated to let them down, so I went ahead and went. And I must say I was a little disappointed in Paris. I don't know why. I think everybody should see Paris. I don't know whether I was too tired to enjoy it or whether, you know, you've heard so much about Paris and how great it is, that whether my expectations might have been just a little too high. I do definitely think everybody should see it, and I know it will be much prettier in the summer because of the flowers and the trees blooming. But we arrived there the same day that Nixon did, and oh, you should, that really was very exciting. Everywhere we went, we were just ahead of him, you know, and we went up that big boulevard. I know you've seen the ones, and I can't even pronounce it. And I'm sure you saw it on TV, where the big arch, well, we went up there right before he, of course, got into the city, that he was doing a presentation there. I think there's an unknown soldier buried in that. All the policemen, good grief, you would have thought that there wasn't another policeman working anywhere in Paris except on that one street. That morning when we arrived in Paris, we went to the American Express, which was close to our hotel, and didn't think why the American Express was surrounded by policemen. Then we noticed this big window all broken out, and they had demonstrations early that morning. Then we went by the Hilton one time. Of course, the Hilton was just all the front was complete glass, and every pane of the glass was broken out of the Hilton. Will you kids leave me alone?
What are you?
Oh, Tim's in here fussing as usual and crying. And then in March, I went to Berlin. I know Teresa had said something, she didn't want to go to Berlin, but I'm telling you, that's the most exciting trip that I've taken in a long time. I'm going to go spank Timmy. Oh, I had to spank Timmy a little bit. But anyway, I was talking about Berlin. Then in March, I went with the lady upstairs, and we took the kids and went to Berlin. We have a duty train that runs every night from Frankfurt to Berlin, which is, of course, owned by the Army. And it's like a sleeper train. Well, we, of course, went on that. You have to have flag orders and everything. And you cross the border into East Germany about 2:00 in the morning. And I happened to wake up when we were crossing the border and didn't see anything. So then we got into Berlin about 7:00 the next morning, and I didn't see anything when we crossed from East Germany into Berlin. But I want to tell you, that's a city everybody should see. That wall is unbelievable, and you'd have to see it to believe it. There are several places on the wall that they have platforms built that, of course, on the west side, you can get up on them and look over, and their guards are always looking at you, you know. and saw a lot of the barbed wire on top of the wall and broken glass that's been cemented. It's just unbelievable. And that whole city is divided by a big brick wall. And that it's not just an imaginary wall. It's really a wall with guards stationed ever so deep, and German police dogs patrolling it. And it's almost impossible now to escape. Our guide to make a successful escape anymore were the East German guards who were, you know, guard the border. And we saw Checkpoint Charlie, which is, of course, it's just a little shack, the MP station is what it is. And, of course, he told us very interesting stories about people who have made successful crossings and those who've not been so successful and been. And all along the walls at different places where people were with barbed wire strung on it and this and that and the other. And there are still bombed out buildings in this area. West German Berlin, West Berlin is really built up and very beautiful and modern, except for this one particular part that's near the wall isn't. And then there's this big chapel downtown, the Kaiser, that they left just the tower, which was about the only thing left standing. And it's very significant standing there among all these new modern buildings.
That's over.
I just got one egg back. So I got those. And then this man, he took me to the
the NCO club, and I had to give the NCO club my egg, and they would give me the surprise, and so that man went in, and he gave the egg to the people, to that guy, and then that guy, he gave me this big old chocolate Easter bunny, and then I went into the club to show my mom, and mommy said, what'd you say to those people? Well, she said something to Miss Nell and these and the Espers about I found one egg and you got and like he got this big old chocolate Easter bunny.
Well, hurry up now, that's enough about that.
And and this guy said, "That looks licky." And then now I'm going to talk about Berlin. When we went to Berlin, did you tell about the wall? You know this boy, this big boy, you know? He was going to climb over the wall because Berlin had more freedom. And he was 18 years old, and he was a teenager. He was trying to get over to Berlin because Berlin had more freedom. And they shot him, but he near did fall back on his side. He fell on the Berlin side, and they buried him, and the crosses had barbed wire on them, and there was a big old cross, and mommy, she was gonna take a picture, but it was all muddy, but she still wouldn't take a picture. She got her shoes all muddy. And there was flowers around it, and someone else got shot, but they didn't fall back on their side. They fell on the Berlin side. They were buried there too. And you know, the wall, had a whole bunch of barbed wire on it, but they cut it off and they put it on another part. And we saw these guards in the guardhouse, and they were looking out, you know, and they kept on looking at us with the binoculars. And this lady, she had binoculars, and she let my mom look through them. And we went to this museum, and we saw this, what do you call them?
Pictures?
No.
Oh, the mummies?
The mummies, you know? And this one mummy, you know, she was a live person, and she got killed, and she was all wrapped up, her body, and they cut her hair off, and she looked crazy, cause her toes, and she was black, and they put these dumb toes, I think, on her. And we went on the tour. We saw Hitler's bunker. It was a big old hill, and it had a little bit of snow.
What happened at Hitler's bunker?
I don't know. And Hitler was killed at his bunker. He killed his wife, and then he killed himself because they were losing the war. And that's all I have to say. Bye, Uncle Jim, Teresa, and Jennifer, and Aunt Lou. Okay.
Yes, I will. Okay. Now go on and be still. You didn't say anything about riding the train to Berlin. Anyway, what I was saying on the other side, when we came back from Berlin that night, when we left Frankfurt, we left about 8 o'clock in the evening. And of course, it doesn't take you too long before you cross the border from West Berlin back into East Germany. And I guess it was 30 minutes. Of course, you have to stop at the border, and the border guards look at all of your, all of the passports. The train commander, which is an MP, has all your passports, and they show them, I guess, at the border. But we did see border guards when we crossed back. And they were walking up and down beside the train. Little old Scotty, he was determined he was going to see the guards when we crossed the border. So he was standing out in the hallway, you know. And the guards were walking up and down. And, of course, they had guns on. It was real funny because I had told he was, I was in the room. He was standing out in the hallway, and we had our door open. He was looking on that side of the train, and I was on the other side. And these two guards walked by my side, and I had already told him not to say a word. He had the window down. I told him not to say a word, not to wave or do anything, because they could, you know, just for honoriness, hold up the train just for any little incident that happened. So anyway, on my side, these two guards walked by, and one was in front, and one behind the other one. And the one behind waved, and so I waved at him, and I guess several other people in the next compartments did too. And of course, Scotty was mad at me because I had told him not to wave, and I ended up doing it myself. Also in Berlin, we were looking at the guards, and the guards were looking at us, like Timmy said, through their binoculars. And someone waved to them. And the one holding binoculars just barely wiggled his fingers underneath his binocular at us. But it was really an interesting trip. It doesn't cost much to fly to Berlin. They have all kinds of special rates. If Teresa would be interested in going. This duty train, of course, is only for military people and their dependents. Civilians can't ride on it. But you can fly in. But it's really an interesting place to see. Something else I had thought of before I started this, and I don't know if I can remember now what it was. But I would like, if you all have the opportunity to look in that box of things that we left and mail my summer clothes. I don't even remember what all was in there now, but any clothes that belong to the boys, don't even bother to mail them because they certainly can't wear them, but just keep them because I'd like to go through it when I get home to see what we did leave. As I said, I can't remember, but I would appreciate it if you could send my clothes. And I think I had some patent leather shoes and a purse in there. I am expecting Bob back next week. Everyone will be in by about the 19th of April. But I think he's going to have to come in early because he has to go to a meeting on the 17th. Colonel Snell's been trying to get him to come in, but Bob said he hated to leave him and would like to help him, Colonel Snell, as long as he can. But so I expect he'll be home Tuesday or Wednesday. So he's been gone now. Well, it'd be a month, the 12th, that he's been gone. Some of them have been gone longer than that, though. Anyway, I guess I'll stop right now. And I'd try to get Scotty to finish off the rest of this tape. I'd like for him to tell you about Berlin and his impressions. And maybe if you could, I kind of liked what Timmy said. Maybe you could save the parts they talked about Berlin, because I think they'd be interesting for when they're grown up to hear what their impressions of Berlin as little boys. I do think that it made a big impression on them, and hope they will remember it. Anyway, I'm going to stop now.
You want to talk first? Okay.
Hello, Aunt Lou, Teresa, Jennifer, and Uncle Jim. When I went to Berlin, is what I liked about it that we went that the gunshots in the wall and the guards over. Over on the other side, when we went to Berlin, our tour guide said that a man, a woman, and a little kid got up on this roof, and they hid their truck, and they tied a strong rope up on a flagpole, and then they slid down from the flagpole all the way to the truck again, and then a few days ago, some people's been trying to hop the wall and the guards shot them.
What did you think about Berlin?
I thought it was real nice.
What did you think about the Berlin Wall?
I thought that was fun too. Huh? And on the other side, there's these bar sword like things, and I don't know what you call them, but I think they're some kind of a traps.
Train across the border.
Oh, when we were on the train and we crossed the border, Mommy and Timbo, they were in the room and I was outside the room in the hallway, you know. And my mom, there's two Russian Germans walking, and she waved to the one behind him, and the first one didn't wave. And when Mommy waved to those two Russians, no, East German border, or West Berlin.
No, East German border guards.
East German border guards, the one that was behind, the two that were walking, the one that was behind the first one waved. And,
did you wave back?
He's on the wrong side.
And then the first train we were on our way to Berlin, that wasn't very good beds because they weren't as comfortable as the second train was because, they didn't have that much padding. Soft. And, you couldn't hardly sleep. And on the second train, when we were coming back to Gelnhausen, Frankfurt, on the second train, I could sleep a lot better. And we had Mrs. Brumley that lives upstairs right next to us, and Timbo and Malia, they had a little hole in the wall, and Timbo could talk to Malia, and Malia could see Timbo, and Timbo could see Malia, and
tell me what you saw at the wall. What was the city?
Checkpoint Charlie, and
what else?
I saw a picture where Checkpoint Charlie was. There's a store that has that little boy in it, has a little boy, that little boy that slid down on the wire with the hook on the back, it showed, when we went to the walls, you could see the crosses where some men were shot, I think, and I gotta tell you one more thing. When you hop the wall, you stay halfway on the wall, and then when it's 12 o'clock at midnight, you jump all the way down, and then you try to make a run behind the buildings before the guards get you. You shouldn't go in the afternoon because they see you easy.
Is that right? Well, you want to tell them who's home now?
Well, my dad's home. He came home
yesterday,
and he brought me and Timbo these big tank shells, and that first and 33rd shot when they were out in the fields, and Daddy has to go back tomorrow, I think, again to the fields to grab for a couple of meetings, and last night, Timmy wasn't here to see Daddy all the time because he spent the night with one of his friends. And I'm sick again. I got another earache and sore throat, swollen down here in my neck.
Well, hi, folks. I'll say just a few words here before this tape runs out. As Scotty was telling you there, he's not feeling too good today. He's been a little bit under the weather, and I think he's got another little ear infection he's had for a couple of days here. But I think he'll come around and do okay.
Easter Sunday.
But I got back in yesterday afternoon, about 5 o'clock, I guess. And let's see, today's what, huh? Day's the 13th. And was in the field for a month. So I'm going to be taking over a new job again. And it's another promotion, I guess you might want to say. And So the reason I had to come back a little bit earlier and for everybody else, as Scott again mentioned to you, I have to go up to a couple of meetings pertaining to the new job that I'll be taking over, and I'll be gone again for about 3 days. So I guess I'll be going on up to take over this new job about the 22nd. But I'll tell you a little bit more about that here in a couple of days when I can start you a new tape. I might just mention here to you, maybe I can get a couple of comments on it. I got a tape from Dad while I was up at Graff, and so sent it back home, and I just got through listening to that. And Jim, Dad was mentioning a couple of quick things here now, that he's going to be moving and leaving Gary sometime this fall. He said the company is selling all the houses, and of course the retired people around there, they're given the opportunity to either buy the house or what have you. But he's going to give his up, I think. At least that's the way he talked. And he never did say where he was thinking about moving to or what have you. But he said he was going to call you and let you know. Now, this tape, of course, was back around the 25th of March. And so supposedly maybe he's already called you and talked to you about it. Well, anyway, the next news item, as far as Gary is concerned, Frank Watson, Dad said, passed away something like about 3 or 4 weeks ago. Well, it had been earlier than that, probably around the in February or early part of March. But he didn't say too much about it other than the fact that he took sick and passed away here maybe a month and a half ago. Well, that's about all I've got to say, buddy. The tape's running off, and I just want to get a couple of comments on here. Judy's been waiting for me to finish this up here, and so we can send it off in the morning, so I thought I'd use up the last few feet of it and at least say hello and let you know I was back from the field. But I'll get a tape off to you here, hopefully sometime this week or maybe this weekend. I may not get to it this week, but I will try to get one to you within the next coming week. So, again, Miss Teresa, we'll be looking forward to seeing you, hon. It's not going to be too long off now, so we're getting kind of anxious, and we have all the plans pretty well set. Judy was kind of going over with me today what she had in mind. So I'll say goodbye, and we'll be seeing you soon.